In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, let us quieten our hearts together in opening prayer and thanksgiving. Holy and righteous God, our dear Heavenly Father, as we have come before your holy and precious word this morning, dear Father, we desire to thank you for the many, many gifts and blessings that you have bestowed upon us. We thank you for our homes and our families, all that you have blessed us with in this temporal life. But above all, these temporal blessings, dear Father, we desire to thank you for this greatest gift, this gift of your dear Son, whom you saw it good to send down from heaven to save sin-fallen mankind. Dear Father, we ask that you would keep us as little children in your precious kingdom, desiring to be fed from those grace tables, so that we could one day join there together with you and all those former saints that have gone before there in heaven. Dear Father, increase our faith. Comfort and uplift those tired and weary and doubt-ridden travelers. Give unto them assurance that they too can rejoice, for this strength comes from you, dear Father, to travel and to believe. We enclose all our thoughts and prayers in that perfect prayer that your dear Son taught us. Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory, forever and ever. Amen. We also have a wedding prayer for a young couple, Landon Jankla and Amanda Lee, will be joined in marriage at Rockford LaSalle Lutheran Church on May 30th. Let us pray on their behalf. Dear Heavenly Father, thou who hast established marriage, bless this covenant. Grant this couple one-mindedness and love, and make their home a Christian home. Amen. I would first like to relate those greetings of love and God's peace from the children of God there in Saskatchewan. We were there for Saskatoon spring services, and then we also were able to be at our niece's wedding in Outlook. Many, many greetings were asked to be relayed unto you. These greetings of love and God's peace are, they're good greetings to bring And we are assured that each are carried in prayer by every believer. I thought for this morning we would read from Paul's letter to Romans in its 8th chapter, and we will read verses 31 through 39. Again, with that prayer of faith to our Heavenly Father that He would give words to speak, that He would also give us ears to hear and, of course, hearts to believe. The words are as follows in Jesus' name. What shall we then say to these things? If God be for us, who can be against us? He that spared not His own Son, but delivered Him up for us all, how shall He not with Him also freely give us all things? Who shall lay anything to the charge of God's elect? It is God that justifieth. Who is he that condemneth? It is Christ that died, yea, rather, that is risen again, who is even at the right hand of God, who also maketh intercession for us. Who shall separate us from the love of Christ? Shall tribulation, or distress, or persecution, or famine, or nakedness, or peril, or sword? As it is written, for thy sake we are killed all the day long. We are accounted as sheep for the slaughter. Nay, in all these things we are more than conquerors through Him that loved us. For I am persuaded that neither death, nor life, nor angels, nor principalities, nor powers, nor things present, nor things to come, nor height, nor depth, nor any other creature shall be able to separate us from the love of God, which is in Christ Jesus our Lord. Amen. Dear brother and sister, I come before you with heavy doubts and fears. And I ask that can I have my sins and doubts forgiven? This portion of God's Word that we have before us speaks to us of the Spirit of God. And it speaks to us of that Spirit that assures us of the final victory that we are endeavoring to attain. The Apostle Paul here in this 8th chapter, he speaks very clearly of the Spirit of God. There are different headings in my Bible, and it begins with the Spirit delivers from the power of the flesh. Then it continues that the Spirit gives sonship. And the Spirit assures us of the future glory. And then the Spirit assures us of final victory. In the beginning of this 8th chapter, He speaks and He writes in that very first verse, There is therefore now no condemnation to them which are in Christ Jesus, who walk not after the flesh, but after the Spirit. The theme for this Sunday today is awaiting the Holy Spirit. This text that we have before us is not one of the texts. And I don't know, I could not find a text that would open up. You know, it's one of those things, dear brother and sister, that it's even hard to explain. How you can read many, many portions of God's Word, and the Bible is full of texts. And this is why it is also important for us, each and every one of us, to pray. That, and I know you do, because this work would not be done without your prayers. God hears those prayers that rise to the Heavenly Father on behalf of those servants that serve in God's kingdom. It is simply this, that it is the work of the Holy Spirit. We, in our Bible class on Wednesday, we discussed how God reveals Himself. And we touched on how He reveals Himself in the Old Testament through God Himself. And then how He reveals Himself through His Son, Jesus Christ. And then also how He reveals Himself through that Spirit of God. We know in the Old Testament time, God spoke to those prophets directly. And then they spoke God's Word as it was revealed to them. When we think about this, dear brother and sister, we can marvel how really nothing has changed, has it? It is still God speaking through those clay lips of sinful man that own that Holy Spirit in their heart. So, how does one own this Spirit of God? It is by and through believing our sins forgiven in Jesus' name and blood. We even touched on those three articles of the Creed in Bible class. And how every one of those articles go hand in hand. And how if we don't believe in that third article, which is the sanctifier, the Holy Spirit, then those first two articles don't even open up to us, do they? And this is how it is. We must believe. And then that Holy Spirit leads and guides. This teaching that we do in God's kingdom. We spoke to the Sunday school this morning. It was their last Sunday school for the year. And that portion of God's Word came to my mind as the Apostle Paul wrote to Timothy, where he was encouraging Timothy to continue thou in the things that thou hast learned and hast been assured of. And isn't this our prayer for each one of us that are here? That we would all continue in those things that we have been taught by and through the Spirit of God. This portion of God's Word that we have before us speaks to us about those things that try to tear us away from this faith. Dear brother and sister, you dear precious youth, there are many things in this life that try to tear us away from the love of Christ. The enemy of souls, he certainly is working overtime. I think about this Apostle Paul that wrote this letter. And I believe it's in Corinthians where he speaks about those things, those, I suppose we could say, trials and those perils that he endured. The suffering that we have, dear brother and sister, we could say is nothing compared to what the Apostle Paul had to endure. And I thought that it might be good to read some of those. He writes here that it's in the 2 Corinthians chapter 11, and I will begin with verse 24. Of the Jews, 5 times received I 40 stripes, save one. Thrice I was beaten with rods, once I was stoned, thrice I suffered shipwreck, a night and a day I have been in the deep. In journeyings often, in perils of water, in perils of robbers, in perils by the heathen, in perils in the city, in perils in the wilderness, in perils in the sea, in perils among false brethren. The Apostle Paul, he endured many trials and afflictions in life. But yet he wanted to, just as he wrote in this text that we have before us, that he understood what that goal in heaven, what that journey of faith was and the reward that awaited him. This text begins, "What shall we then say to these things? If God be for us, who can be against us?" Dear brother and sister, we have a good God. A God that continues to lead and guide us. A God that continues to forgive us all our sins. A God that has gifted us with life. We see all around us in nature the beauty of God's creation. God is almighty. He is all around us. He is with us all the time. And dear brother and sister, you dear precious youth, He wants to forgive us. He wants us to get to heaven's glory. This is why He continues to call in God's kingdom. This is why the grace doors of His kingdom are still open. God has not closed them yet. It's important that we take heed of His call. We take heed of His instructions. And we believe the gospel. Because this is how that Spirit of God, which we speak of today, is born in our hearts. And once we own this Spirit of God, it beareth witness that this is the road to heaven. Jesus was once questioned, kind of behind His back, but we know that Jesus knows the thoughts of all men. And they were once questioning about His doctrine. And He told them that this doctrine is not mine, but it is God's. There is only one doctrine in God's kingdom. And it is found in this book. There are many in this world that want to take little parts and pieces of the Holy Scriptures that fit in their lives. But we know as God's children that we take the whole Scriptures. And this is our guide in life. And that is why God has gifted us with that Holy Spirit. Because then we are able to understand the mysteries of His kingdom. It says here that He spared not His own Son, but delivered Him up for us all. When we read this, we think about that time of Easter that we just recently celebrated. The suffering and death that God's only dear Son experienced because He was fulfilling God's will. This is how much love God has for you and I, dear brother and sister. It's incredible, isn't it? When we pause and think about it. God created us to be eternal. And right from the beginning, each and every child born into this world owns that light of the Holy Spirit. When I was in Saskatoon for spring services, the topic that we had there was for our discussion on Saturday was teaching God's Word in the Christian home. Very, very important topic for all of us to consider. And it even touched on the dear youth that are in the Christian home. And how all of us, moms and dads, grandpas and grandmas, you dear precious youth, are examples in our home. When we think about those young ones in the home, oh, how they look up to you, dear precious youth. They are watching you when you don't even realize it. You are being those examples unto them. You dear mothers and fathers, we too are those examples unto our dear children. Sometimes we don't even need to say anything, do we? But they see how we are and how we act. So I ask you, what is that most important matter in our lives? Is it our daily grind at work? I would say not. Dear brothers and sisters, the most important matter in our lives is this gift of faith that God has given us. So then I think it's important that we look into our lives. And are we teaching those children that God has gifted us with what is the most important matter? And are we leading by example? I think if each of us looks deep into our hearts, we find poorness and faultiness. But yet, it's important that we speak about it and talk about it. Because this is how God reminds us in His kingdom. Oh, how important it is that we bring our children to the hearing of God's Word whenever it is spoken. The Bible encourages us to gather all the more as we see the day approaching. This world that we live in is darkening evermore. The enemy of souls is working overtime, like we've already said. So, dear mothers and fathers, teach those children in your home about God's precious kingdom. But also, with that, bring them to church. Bring them to Sunday school. Bring them to those gatherings of God's holy and precious kingdom. Because then they hear that support, that teaching that you've done in your home, it is reinforced and supported in the church. Our children see what is most important in our lives. They see if we're only coming to church Sunday morning and not bothering to come Wednesday night or Sunday night. So, dear brother and sister, I ask with fear and trembling that are we being those examples to our children? Jesus Himself taught us by example. That, like that old saying goes, actions speak louder than words, don't they? They do. May we have this kind of heart, all of us. Dear mothers and fathers, grandparents, you dear precious youth, that desire to come and hear what God has to say unto us is always in there. We're not saved by coming to church. We're saved by believing. But dear brother and sister, faith cometh by hearing. The enemy of souls, he doesn't want us to come. He wants to make that all the other things in this life more important. And all those other things in this life can become as gods. The last words, and I think it's in the Epistle of John, in the first chapter, says, "Little children, keep yourselves from idols." So we could ask, what are idols? Idols can be anything, dear brother and sister. Anything that has become so important to us that we don't have time to come to the hearing of God's Word. God must be up here and everything else down here. God has to be our first love, dear brother and sister. And when it is this way, then we can see, just as he, the Apostle Paul, wrote here, "Who can separate us from the love of Christ? Shall tribulation, or distress, or persecution, or famine, or nakedness, or peril, or sword?" That's a question. When we are believing our sins forgiven and endeavoring to put sin away, we will not be fooled. God will lead and guide us. That is why it is so important that we put sin away as it besets, so that conscience doesn't even have a chance to become hardened. I think there's a song that writes about that conscience, keeping that conscience tender. Oh, how important this is. This text continues. "As it is written, for thy sake we are killed all the day long. We are accounted as sheep for the slaughter." When I read this, isn't that how it is? That yes, the cross that we carry sometimes is difficult. But may we have this prayer to God that He would help us. And He hears our prayers. He will help us. He has promised, "I will not forsake you." When it is our endeavor to put sins away and believe them forgiven, God will not forsake us. "Nay, in all these things we are more than conquerors through Him that loved us. For I am persuaded that neither death nor life, nor angels, nor principalities, nor powers, nor things present, nor things to come, nor height, nor depth, nor any other creature shall be able to separate us from the love of God, which is in Christ Jesus our Lord." Isn't that how it is, dear brother and sister? It pays to believe. It pays to battle against that threefold enemy. It is a good battle. Yes, we fall into sin. But it's important that sin bothers us. And then if sin isn't bothering us anymore, it's important that our conscience also is bound and connected to this precious Word of God. That maybe God is speaking to me. I remember in my life where that happened. Well, it happens often as we sit in the service bench. Where it feels like that sermon is for me. That God knows what I needed to hear that day. This is why it's important that we come with that prayer in our heart. That, dear Heavenly Father, give me a listening ear and give me a believing heart. Oh, how important that is. Dear brother and sister, we are on a good road. A road that leads to heaven's glory. May we continue believing. And even now, believe all your sins, all your doubts forgiven in Jesus' name and precious blood. May that gospel renew in us that desire to battle against the threefold enemy. This is what that power does, that power of the gospel. It gives us strength for the journey. This is why God's Word encourages us to put our sins away. So again, uplift your hearts and believe all of your sins and doubts forgiven in Jesus' name and precious blood. In Jesus' name, and always blessed name, amen. Let us quieten our hearts in closing benediction. The Lord bless us and keep us. The Lord make His face shine upon us and be gracious unto us. The Lord lift up His countenance upon us and give us peace. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen.